This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois lawmakers want to make a tiny tweak to the name for illegal gun possession in criminal cases. Proponents, though, say the implications will be far-reaching. My colleague Michael Puente reports a person who is now charged with illegally possessing a gun is charged with unlawful use of a weapon. House Bill 4500 passed both chambers of the Illinois legislature last week, and it would change that to unlawful possession of a weapon. Now, this might seem like semantics, but not to Matthew Smith, who is senior policy advisor of Cabrini Green Legal Aid.
What we're really concerned about is adding some truth and accuracy to this so that people, after they've been released or have completed whatever they need to, don't have to walk into a room with an employer or a landlord who doesn't understand what they've been charged with.
The change does not impact sentencing, and Governor Pritzker has yet to sign the bill. Meantime, Illinois lawmakers are signing off on a push by Governor Pritzker's administration to fund coverage of costly injectable weight loss drugs for state workers. The state already covers these drugs for diabetes. The state says this was an effort to make access equal, given some health insurers used by government workers didn't cover the drug. The Pritzker administration estimates it will cost $210 million to expand coverage for about 16,000 workers or their dependents. Chicago has $206 million in federal COVID money to earmark for community initiatives before the end of the year. Now, millions of dollars will go toward existing programs like a guaranteed income pilot plan. Alderperson Bill Conway says money could be better spent toward improving city services.
I also think we could have cleaned the CTA thoroughly, and I think over time that would have paid for itself through increased ridership.
Conway also says more money could be spent on migrant support. The city will have to return any money that it hasn't spent by 2026. The Lincoln Park Zoo today announcing it had to euthanize an ailing African lion cub in its care. Lomaloc had undergone spinal surgery in March. The zoo issued a statement today saying rehabilitation had been slow and steady, but it became clear the cub would not make a full recovery. Veterinarians recently discovered the cub had a gastrointestinal obstruction, and that would require another intense surgery, and the animal care and veterinary staff made the decision to euthanize the 17-month-old animal. The Lincoln Park Zoo says the community is grieving this loss. And Chicago and Cook County leaders were on hand today to officially raise the Pride flag in Daly Plaza. June is Pride Month, celebrating LGBTQ plus culture, achievements, and rights. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says it's taken decades for the region to be a haven for the LGBTQ plus community.
We've made progress as a state, as a city, and as a county. On every level of government, in partnership with dedicated advocates, we've seen historic shifts in the way we practice inclusion in our institutions.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the flag reaffirms the city is a place for inclusivity at a time when other places in the country are rolling back rights. Weather is sunny and very warm today. Some showers and thunderstorms developing, a high in the mid-80s. Showers tonight, a low near 70. And then Tuesday, some sunshine in the morning, some rain in the afternoon, a high again in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.